Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Sunday, March 12th. 2023 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Pact of Evergreen says it's closing its Canton mill. And there's also an insider trading allegation of possibly into a sale before the announcement. Also making headlines this past week, Canfor says it hopes for a quick solution for a repurpose for its Taylor Mill site in Canada. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright Products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright Products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failureprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dayline Austria, Heinzel Group to convert idle paper machine at its Steyrermühl mill for production of craft papers. Heinzel Group announced the conversion of an idle paper machine at the Steyrermühl mill in Austria for the production of sustainable craft papers for flexible packaging. Heinzel will take over the Steyrermühl site from UPM on January 1, 2024, according to an agreement signed in 2022, and will enter the market with a brand new range of unbleached and bleached craft papers shortly thereafter. Quote, "This is the first step in our plan to develop the Lakirchen community with the Steyrermühl mill and our neighboring Lakirchen mill into the European hub for sustainable packaging papers and renewable energy. The new papers will complement our existing range and allow us to offer substantial products replacing fossil-based packaging solutions," said Heinzel Group CEO Sebastian Heinzel. All relevant competition authorities have now approved the sale of the Steyrermühl mill from UPM to Heinzel.
In accordance with the agreement, the ownership of the idled paper machine in Stadtmühl has been transferred to Heinzel Group, and the conversion project has begun. Austrian equipment manufacturer Andritz has won the order for the rebuild. Once converted by early 2024, the machine will produce up to 150,000 tons of brown and white low-grammage craft papers per year. Dayline Sweden. SD, first to produce tissue in a CO2-free production process using renewable hydrogen. SD has made another breakthrough in its journey to net zero emissions by 2050. In a recently concluded pilot, SD became the first company in the industry to produce tissue in a CO2-emission-free production process using renewable hydrogen at its production facility in Mannskostheim, Germany. Now, Essity initiated the pilot for the CO2-free tissue production in the second half of 2021. The pilot, encompassing efficiency programs and electrification through renewable energy, used hydrogen as the final building block to replace natural gas in the hood dryer of the papermaking process. As a result, SD has successfully achieved a CO2-free production process for tissue.
Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone, so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically.
Dateline Kingsey Falls, Quebec. Cascades joins the United Nations Global Compact. Cascades is pleased to announce that it has joined the United Nations Global Compact, the world's largest corporate sustainability initiative. In doing so, the corporation joins thousands of organizations around the world, including 189 in Canada, that are committed to responsible and transparent business practices to create a better world. The Global Compact calls for companies to align their strategies with the United Nations' universal principles that advocate and advance societal goals in the areas of human rights, labor, the environment, and anti-corruption. It also requires organizations to take concrete actions to advance the 2030 Global Agenda, which encompasses the 17 Sustainable Development Goals, also known as SDGs. Lastly, in joining the Global Compact, organizations must publish an annual report detailing the actions they took to operate responsibly and in support the SDGs.
And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures, no physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. when you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back and now back to the news dateline. Canton, North Carolina. Pact of Evergreen closing mill in Canton, North Carolina. Pact of Evergreen confirmed this past Monday that they're planning on closing their mill in Canton, North Carolina as part of their efforts to restructure. Officials said the mill, along with a converting facility in Olmsted Falls, Ohio, will end operations sometime before the end of June of 2023. Now, according to officials, these changes will eliminate around 1,300 positions. They added that the company will provide outplacement assistance and severance to impacted employees, consistent with company policy and labor union agreements. In addition, the company said it will continue to explore strategic alternatives for its Pine Bluff, Arkansas mill and its Waynesville, North Carolina facility. Muggin, Dateline Canton, North Carolina. Insider trading investigation could target paper mill execs for stock dump. Mere days before the Canton mill closure was announced, four top corporate brass sold stock shares, cashing in just before the stock dropped substantially. Now, North Carolina Congressman Chuck Edwards is calling on the Securities and Exchange Commission to investigate whether that amounted to insider trading. Quote, "It would be illegal for anyone to profit from inside information, and it would be reprehensible for them to reap a windfall while workers in my district will soon be struggling even more to provide for their families," Edwards wrote in a letter to the SEC chairman this past Thursday. Edwards continues, quote, "I urge you to investigate these actions as insider trading," end of quote. Pact of Evergreen stock plummeted following Monday's announcement of the Canton Pulp and Paper Mill closure, which coincided with a release of its 2022 financial annual report. Just 4 days prior, four high-level company executives sold off stock shares, including the chief executive officer, chief operating officer, and chief legal officer. To boot, Byron Racky, the head of the paper mill division who broke the news of the mill's closure to a room full of managers in Canton Monday evening, also sold off stock. They sold the stock for $11.30 a share on Thursday. Shares fell to $9.73 on Monday after the annual financial statements and the mill closure were made public. Collectively, the shares of stock sold off by the four executives lost $100,000 in value, losses that they were spared of. Was it merely a coincidence or was it insider trading? That's what Edwards is calling on the SEC chairman to get to the bottom of. Quote, "Will you commit to investigating potential insider trading by Pact of Evergreen executives? If yes, please confirm, and if not, please explain why not," Edwards wrote in the letter to the SEC chairman, Gary Gensler. The mill's closure was likely seen as a sign of financial weakness for Pact of Evergreen. Likewise, the annual financial report wasn't as rosy as stockholders and investors had hoped to see. Both had been a closely guarded secret, however. The impending closure of the mill was not made public until Monday, nor were the annual financial statements or disclosures. The definition of insider trading is buying or selling stock based on information the public is not yet privy to. The million-dollar question is whether the four executives who sold stock did so based on their advanced knowledge of what was coming down the pike. It's worth noting that all four of them still own far more Pact of Evergreen stocks than they sold.
The CEO, Michael King, sold off 45,000 shares but still owns over 500,000 shares, which is incidentally is valued at $4.5 million. It's also worth noting that the stock they sold was coded on SEC forms as being sold to pay their tax liability using a portion of the securities received by the company. Like many corporations, Pactiv Evergreen gives its top brass stock shares as part of their compensation package, according to SEC filings. Any investigation would likely consider historical stock shares and purchases by the corporate execs. Did they routinely sell off some of their stock shares, or was the stock sell-off days before the mill out of character? Local media combed SEC filings of the stock bought and sold by the four corporate brass in question, and here's what they found. Never before had any of them sold stock in the same month, let alone all four on the same day, and none divested of corporate stock routinely. Each had only sold stock shares once in the preceding year. Dateline Canada. Canfor hopes for quick resolution or solution to repurpose its Taylor mill site. If Canfor is ever going to reopen its mill in Taylor, it won't be producing pulp. That's because the company says ongoing lack of fiber supply in the Peace region has made the business of making chemi-thermomechanical pulp unviable for the local facility, formally ending last week 35 years of production in the small community of 1,300 along the Peace River. The mill has been curtailed since last February, the company announcing Tuesday, February 28th, that it does not see a path forward to restarting the facility, but that it's begun exploring an alternative use for the site instead. Here comes a quote. Quote, "It's a good facility in a good location," Canfor Pulp President and CEO Kevin Eggston told investors last week, revealing only that the company is currently collecting options on what its future could be. He continues, quote, "I would hope to find a solution very quickly, but at this point, it'll really be determined by how quickly we can figure out what else we might do there, and then how quickly we might be able to execute," he said. The mill was opened by Fiberco Pulp in 1988, and Canfor says employment ended for the majority of the workers last year due to the anticipated length of the curtailment, and we work to support them through the transition. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Proper Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Proper Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Georgia. Clearwater Paper closing Georgia facility. Clearwater Paper is closing a consumer tissue converting and distribution facility in Thomaston, Georgia, in a move that will affect 150 employees who will be given the opportunity to seek open positions within the company. Most of the equipment will be moved to the Clearwater Paper facilities at Oklahoma City or Shelby, North Carolina, according to a news release issued last week by Clearwater Paper. Employees who stay until their last scheduled day of work will be offered separation and incentive pay. The transition will happen gradually, with some of the operations running during the first part of 2024. Dateline Hutchinson, Kansas. Sunoco Hutchinson, Kansas paper mill closes and 116 employees laid off. The Sunoco Hutchinson paper mill has closed, affecting over 100 employees as a result. According to Kansas Workforce One Business Services Director / Rapid Response Coordinator Tucky Allen, he received a worker adjustment and retraining notification, WARN notice, Monday for the Sunoco Hutchinson paper mill. Allen says the WARN states 116 employees will be affected. Sunoco has owned the paper mill since 2001, when it purchased the mill from Republic Group, LLC. Kansas Works State Operations Director Shelley Thompson says, quote, "The company is supposed to give employees advance notice, but sometimes that doesn't happen due to unforeseen circumstances," end of quote. Deborah Tuffle with the Hutch Chamber of Commerce says that they will be providing information to the affected employees by connecting them with community resources and employers in the community who are actively hiring. Dateline, New York, New York. Mercer Selger shutdown delayed and shortened. The shutdown at the Mercer Selger pulp mill in Castlegar will start a little later and won't last as long as originally scheduled. The company announced in January that it would take 3 weeks of downtime due to a fiber shortage beginning March 7th. But in an interview a couple of weeks after the announcement, Managing Director Bill McPherson was optimistic that the shutdown might be shorter. Selger now says it will curtail production from March 18th to the 28th. Meanwhile, Mercer Selger will be burning wood and bark debris that was left over from a dewatering project in the spring of 2022. It involved extracting pulp logs from Arrow Lakes to convert the material to chips. Now, in a news release, the company said the operations took place on Interfor and BC Hydro's properties, and part of Mercer Selger's obligation to both companies is to clean up the site, including burning any leftover debris. Selger says smoke venting conditions may have been determined to be ideal. They have had the blessing of BC Wildfire Service, the fire department, Interfor, and BC Hydro, and the permit from the city of Castlegar. The company says the burn would be actively monitored. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.